Good morning, ladies. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning.
早安，大家好，很高兴跟大家在一起。
I spoke to my
晚安的了哈，上坟的来看 ，It's okay, go ahead.
I have to first apologize to my Friday group because I'm going to be talking to you about the plan of salvation because God laid it on my heart.
Don't apologize, please. 我跟他说，他要跟我们道歉了。他说他要重复他星期五的啊、英文的查经，但是呢，这个神的话语是历久常新的哈，再次的来聆听。好的。
I think this is so very important today.
因为太重要了，所以我要再强调一次，然后也给那些啊、没有啊、跟我们一起分享的啊、这个弟兄姐妹们，能够一起来研讨这样的一个题目。
We're going to a scene in heaven.
我们要来看看天上的景况。
We're going to find that in Zechariah in the Old Testament, toward the back of the Old Testament.Zechariah 3.
好，那我们呢要从这个撒加利亚。
Thank you, Lei.
Okay, wait, 一点点，可以 second coming，just wait for me.
No, I'm sorry, Zechariah 3, 1 through 7.
好，那我们现在要从旧约撒加利亚的第三章，那我们要一节一节来看，我们来看一看天上的一个景象。
This is really an inside view of heaven.
这个是天上的一个我们的，就是让我们可以看到天上的景况。
And God is doing a very special thing.
神正在做一件很特别的事情。
So as Zechariah is getting this vision of this prophecy, he said, then talking about the angel, he showed me Joshua, the high priest,standing before the angel of the Lord. And then there was someone else there.
我们知道撒加利亚是先知。当他在借着默示在写先知的时候，突然间呢看到天使，然后又看到耶稣亚。这个耶稣亚不是以前那个带领以色列过约旦河的耶稣亚，是一个大祭司哈，当时候一个大祭司竟然站在耶和华的使者的面前。
We're getting a vision now of the throne room of God.
所以我们看到哪里呢？看到神的这个宝座前的一个景况。
God on the throne. We see angels there. And we see this poor man named Joshua that really was the high priest.
有谁在那里呢？神在那里。有这个服侍神的大祭司约书亚在那里。
And the scripture goes on and says, but there was another one there, and Satan standing at his right hand.
还有一个
right hand of God, he was standing there.
还有一个站在这个神的右边啊，这个位置可是不是那么简单的哈，竟然是撒旦。
You may say, well, why was Satan in heaven?
为什么撒旦在天上呢？
But we know.As we read Job, that Satan has access into heaven.
这不是第一个地方让我们看到撒旦在天上哈。那个约伯书的时候不是有看过吗？就是撒旦在天上跟神在这个较量。
And just as he did when he began to accuse Job is what he does, and that's his job there in heaven, to accuse mankind.
这个撒旦在那里做什么呢？在做他的专业工作，就是控告，要控告这个大祭司约书亚。
So we see that Satan was standing at the right hand to accuse him. Satan standing there to oppose him.
在那里呢，就在神的右边，哈，很光明正大的来责备这个约书亚。
You see, Satan hates this whole scene.
你要知道，这个撒旦就是很憎恶。这个等一下我们要讲的这个救恩的事情。
He hates it when his people come before God asking for mercy.
他很憎恶这些人竟然可以靠到神的面前来跟他求恩慈哈，跟他求连续，因为神是连续的。
So remember, even when you went before God for salvation, asking him to forgive you, there was another one there accusing you.Saying what you had done and you weren't worthy of this.
记得连到了神的施恩座前都还有这个控告来告诉你提醒你说你过去怎么样做的不好做错了。
But thank God for that second verse.
那你是来神的面前是要求求宽恕的哈？刚才他有这样讲。
And the Lord said to Satan, "You know, in my mind's eye, I always like to think that the Lord looks Satan straight in the eyes."
那我很喜欢看到一个描述，就是神那个很光亮的眼睛盯着撒旦。虽然我们知道说神没有形体的哈。但是呢，在这里第二节说，耶和华向撒旦说，就整个就是针对他来说这句话。
The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you.
在这里，神就对这个撒旦说，责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。
And I like to think in that word Jerusalem, he once said Gene Schwartz.
那把这个耶路撒冷这个名字呢，因为这里代表以色列人嘛，哈，把它换成你的名字，或妈咪说我自己的名字 ，Ginny Schwartz，
or you can put your name in there，
你把你的名字也放进去。
And the Lord who has chosen whoever's there rebuke you，
神所拣选的某某人要因着这样子来责备这个撒旦。
And then God tells us what we were，
然后神就讲了我们的景况。
Is not this a brand, which is something, just a piece of wheat or something like that, plucked from the fire?
他说这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
Do you know what that means?
什么意思呢？
That when you and I stand before him, asking him to forgive us, he's telling the devil, you see that one there? It's that like a piece of wheat that's ready to be burned in the fire, and the fire is hell.We are condemned children.
这个是什么意思呢？就是当我们面对神的时候，哈，以我们的这个人的这个过去所犯的罪的话，基本上呢，我们是根本就是没有活路的，就好像一根要被烧的要烧光的一根柴一样，到了神面前。
So Jesus is saying, even to our God is saying, when He's taking us and saving us, I have saved them from hell.
但是神说呢，我把他从这个地狱的火，永远的火，已经把它抽出来了，救出来了。那他只要有我，你有什么可以责备他的？
Now we swing our eyes to the man that's standing there.
好，那现在刚才那个火中抽出来，意思我们可以远避这个永刑哈，火的永刑。那么接下来要对这个约书亚这个方面来讲。
Now it says here.The third verse, now Joshua was standing before the angel. He was standing there, but look at him, clothed with filthy garments.
这个约书亚可是很狼狈的，穿着污秽的衣服，代表他的罪啊。
You think,
在使者的面前站在那里。
You think we were good people?
我们以为我们到神面前是一个好人吗？
You think we could stand before God and say, you know, I'm not as bad as that other person?
我们以为我们可以可以觉得说我比别人好吗？我才不像某某人一样呢。
I never murdered anyone.
我又没有杀人。
I just did little things.
我只是有一些小小的错误。
But you see what we have to understand is we were born in sin.
但是我们要记得我们是从罪中生出来，生出来就带着这个罪的。
And very young, as little children,We learn how to take things, how to tell little lies, how to fight for ourselves, how to be angry, how to even hate within our hearts.
从一生出来开始可以表达之后，生气，然后相争，然后会恨恶，这个都是人的罪性的表现。
And if you don't think your sins were great, one sin before God is enough to send us to hell.
在神的眼中没有大罪小罪，只要有罪就是。应该去地狱的。
But we see what God did.
那神怎么做呢？
And the angel said to those who were standing before him, remove those filthy garments from him.
这个时候呢，使者，我们来到了第四节，使者吩咐站在前面的说，面前的说，使者哈，你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。
And to him he said,Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments or garments.
然后对约书亚宣告说，我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
This is what he did for us when we became a child of God, when we repented and asked for forgiveness and came before God. He took away those filthy garments and there's filth in our life and gave us purity.
这个就是我们得救的一个景况。 那些污秽肮脏在披在我们身上的全部被脱掉。 然后换上了华美的衣服。
And Zechariah said, even put a, you see in that fifth verse, he said, Zechariah said, put a clean turban on his head too. And I believe there's a, there's something in that.
然后呢, 还讲到说怎么样? 还说要帮他戴上, 啊, 除了这个衣服以外呢, 还要把那个冠冕戴在他的头上。
Even our minds, more than anything, needs to be purified.
而且形容说是洁净的冠冕，意思是说在你的头上，就表示你的思想，对不对？ 是一个洁净的这样的一个思想。And
we see then that there was an angel standing by.
使者在神的旁边。And
in six verses said, and the angel of the Lord solemnly assured Joshua. This is what he said.
接下来耶和华 的使者告诫约书亚说,
Thus said the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then you shall rule my house and have charge in my courts. We can work for the Lord, we can have charge in spiritual things, and I will give you the right of access among those who are standing here. In other words, I'll open the doors of heaven and you will have the right to walk in and dwell here forever.
这一根小小的一根几乎要被烧光的这样的一根柴就是耶稣亚神对他说万军之耶和华如此说你若遵行我的道谨守我的命令你就可以管理我的家看守我的院宇 我要使你在这些站立的人中间来往，意思是说呢，让他继续的服侍。
This is what I love about God.
这是我对神最大的爱。
He has not left one thing unturned that he will not reveal to us.
他对我们的所应该做的、不应该做的，没有任何的隐藏，讲得很清楚。
He even reveals this sin in heaven, this scene in heaven with Satan accusing us and how he forgives and cleanses
us。他没有什么让像我们隐藏的，连这个片上这一幕，这个魔鬼撒旦在控告约书亚这一幕，都让撒加利亚把它写下来给我们看，知道。Now
we know he's talking about Jerusalem here because Joshua was the high priest that bared the name of Jerusalem, but he's doing this for every individual.
虽然这个是针对耶稣亚这个祭司，这个大祭司讲的，而且是那个时候是给这个犹太人的一个预言，但是呢，也是针对我们所有的在他面前被他拣选的人讲的。You
see, that's God's plan of salvation.
这个就是神救恩的计划。
A humble man coming before God, knowing he needs him badly, repenting sorrow for his sin, and having God forgiving.
这个是一个救恩的全貌，当一个人认识到我这个是一个不配、肮脏、污秽的人，来到神的面前求恩、求连续、求饶恕的时候。
But you see, many times humans have their plan of salvation.
那这个，然后呢，这个跟神求连续，然后信了耶稣之后呢，按着神的方法，能够得救之后呢，这个就是神的计划。但是人对救恩的计划有不同的一种想法。The
human plan is that they make some sort of half-hearted asking God to come. No repentance or very little, if any, repentance. And so they begin to observe ritual rites. That's communion and baptism.
那通常呢，人很容易以人的思考的方式，或人希望的方式呢，是把这个看到自己是个罪人，悔改这个部分把它去掉，然后呢，就跳到说好，我信神，然后我们要守这些所谓的条例或者是仪式，像圣餐啊，要受洗啦，类似这些，就是中。
They have learned that there are certain things of his commandments that they do try to
obey.
And they get some enlightenment from the word of God by studying. but not by divine revelation.
然后通常这样子没有真正的耶稣的救恩的这样的人呢，他进入这种自己的宗教理想呢，他会去很用心的学习圣经，然后他用自己的解释方式来领受圣经。但是我们要知道哈，我们领会圣经神的话呢，是从圣灵来的光照。
This is what has really troubled.
等于说他没有圣灵。
Sometimes we come. Sometimes let me give you just from a Chinese person coming from China. They come to America. They begin to live here. They know about Christianity. Somebody invites them to a Bible study.
那这是我一向来一直有对中国人啊，不管是台湾或者是中国来的啊，这些我所爱的这些啊朋友们的一个很大的负担。比如说以前曾经有一个从台湾来的啊一个姊妹，她受洗了。
And they explain maybe the way of salvation, and intellectually you accept that.
在她的理性里面，所有关于救恩的这个步骤，她好像也都有过了。然后呢，她就接受这样就是救恩。
Because we said, do you want to believe in Jesus?
因为他被问说你要不要相信耶稣。
And right away, yes, I'm sure he lived. I've heard he lived, he did, and he's wonderful. Yes, I want to, because you think it's going to be a wonderful life. God's going to answer prayer. He's going to be there with you and all the good things that's given to you. And you say, oh, yes, I'm going to decide. I'm making a decision to believe in him.
经过一段时间的接触思考，也看了一些见证，觉得说信主的人好喜乐，有很好的未来。然后呢，在这样的一个经过很细密的思考之后，终于决定说好，我要接受耶稣成为基督徒。
And then we settled down within the church.
然后我们就开始参与了教会的这个里面的所有的活动。
And we don't see miracles.
然后你会发现怎么好像没有看到神工作呢?
We may not even see answers to prayer.
有时候连祷告都感觉好像神没有在听。
We learn a lot from the word of God.
我们学了好多神的话。
But we've never repented of our sins.
就是一个很重要的一个关键点，我们从来没有对我们的罪有过悔改。
Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who areThat are poor in spirit. That means you come down with humility as a beggar. Oh God, I sinned against you. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
关于天国山上宝训的第一条，耶稣说：“那虚心的人有福了，哀痛人有福。”就告诉我们说，我们就好像一个什么都没有，几乎像一个乞丐一样，根本没有生路来到神的面前，说：“我什么都没有，需要你。”跟他这样祈求，跟他求恩。
And we truly repent then, and we believe what? We believe not just in the name of Jesus, we believe that his sins covers his blood covers our sins.
当我相信耶稣什么意思呢？是耶稣遮盖了，赦免了所有我过去的罪。
Now Jesus was very careful when he came here, in the third chapter of John, we see him lay out the plan of salvation,very carefully.
那神在约翰福音第三章那里很清楚的来告诉我们什么是神的计划救恩。耶稣告诉我们。
Did he lay it out to the prostitute?
他是不是有接触到这些妓女呢?
Did he lay it out to the thief?
他把这个救恩的解释呢，不是像这些他曾经很也医治过他们，也爱他们的，不管是他们有这个讹诈钱的或者是妓女，他也曾经接触他们，但是他现在把这个救恩讲清楚，不是针对这些人讲的。
After all, those are ones you can see that they are truly sinners.
那如果神耶稣是对这些人讲，那你会说哎呀，我没有他那么坏，所以他需要耶稣跟他解释这是救恩。但是耶稣可不是像这样子我们心目中认为他们才是罪人的人讲。
Who do they lay it out to?To a Pharisee, a religious leader.
等一下，我们要进入这个约翰第三章的时候呢，就看到，当耶稣要告诉人说，如果你不重生，你不悔改，你不重生，你没有新的生命的话，那你就没有办法进入神的国。这样的一个对象是谁呢？是一个懂律法，一个法利赛人，是一个专家。
He knew all the Torah, which was what Bible they had. He knew it by heart, word by word.
那些律法是刻在这个等一下我们要讲的这个尼哥底母的心里面的，一字一句他都很清楚。
He was fully aware of all the prophecies.
然后呢，他对先知书也是一样。
He had read all the religious writings, no doubt.
甚至呢，也研究了其他的这些宗教性的书籍。
He followed every ritual carefully.
不是只有这样哦，不是只有知道哦，他遵守了每一个条例跟细节。
And every law he carried out to the last dot.
而且呢，每一条条例呢，他从第一个字句到最后。他没有一个不敢不遵守的。
But that was the wisdom of our Jesus.
但是现在我们来看耶稣多么有智慧。
He's showing us that it's not in our religious beliefs.
当他对着这个宗教领袖、宗教专家来讲的时候，就表示说人对宗教的看法跟神的计划是不一样的。
We can know the Bible from one end to the other.
你可以把圣经念的从头念到尾，从尾念过来，滚瓜烂熟。
There are even those that are preaching today.
甚至还可以讲到
good works, and they tell us all about how to be a good person, but never been born again.
行了很多很好的，人家眼中看为很好的善事，问题是。他不一定重生，有人甚至是没有重生来做这些事情。
What a marvelous example our Lord gave us.
那在这里约翰福音第三章呢，耶稣很奇妙的就针对这个所谓的专家，大家眼目中的一个完美的人来讲的。
But Nicodemus didn't know how to be born again.
问题是尼哥底母听了没有懂。
With all of that, why didn't he know?
他有那么多的圣经知识，怎么会知道什么叫重生呢
？Why we look at 2 Corinthians 4:4?
如果你看到啊，这个哥林多后书4:4， you said
four.
Okay, let me Google it. Yeah, this is the new one or not?
Yes.
Okay. 哦、oh, ，好。那么哥林多后书第四章第四节，此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像，等于说他们的眼睛是被遮蔽的。
And this is the reason why Nicodemus didn't know. This is the reason why I didn't know. This is the reason why you didn't know before you came to Christ is because in this case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever.To keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
这里呢，告诉我们原因了哈。为什么尼哥底母这么一个专业的人不了解什么叫重生？也告诉我们为什么你我也不了解，为什么世上人不了解？因为我们眼睛被魔鬼这个世界的这个神呢弄瞎了。
So we see now that this is how he came, and this is what Jesus told.Nicodemus.
这个是耶稣约翰啊，第三章耶稣对尼哥底母这样说。
The second verse tells us he came by night.
啊，我们看到这个尼哥底母呢，这个法利赛人呢，他来到耶稣那里是在晚上。
He、probably didn't want the other Pharisees to know he was going to see Jesus.、
I
don't know what that may have been it.
我猜想为什么晚上来呢？可是他要来见耶稣呢？他想见他，可是呢，怕他的同伴们。那些同事们有话说
But Nicodemus recognized he was a man from God, probably thinking was like a prophet.
但是这个尼哥底母呢，他从听到看到耶稣的这些言行呢，他有一个很深的印象，他认为他就好像是一个先知，从神来的。
He was telling him no one could do things that you do if you didn't come from God.
因为他有这个旧约的这些知识，所以他说如果没有神同在的话，你不可能行那些神迹。
The third verse, Jesus brushed aside his compliments. Jesus didn't say anything about, oh yes, here I come, God sent me. No, he just looked at him and said, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born again,He cannot see the kingdom of God.
如果你看约翰第三章的第二节，你发现这个尼哥底母对耶稣是一个 把他捧上来了哈，就好像别人或许不认识他，可是尼哥底母觉得他好像比别人还优越。可是耶稣没有领这种情，他马上就跟他说，第三节，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
You see, in the fourth verse, that really knocked Nicodemus. He said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old?"
这句话把他就是好像讲倒了哈，就好像哪里有这种事呢？人已经老了，怎么能重生呢？
That shows how Nicodemus could know everything from the first verse of creation through all these five books of the Bible and didn't recognize that when man sinned, he died. His spirit, his soul died.
这个表示说尼哥底母呢，他即使对于旧约滚瓜烂熟哈，然后呢，他对于人在亚当他吃了这个善恶果之后，神说一定会死的这个死，他没有概念。
Everything changed when man turned to sin.
当人转向罪的时候，
and so is it unusual that God,
当人犯罪的时候，什么都改变了，
would say you have to be born again?
所以耶稣说，从那一点我们需要转过来，需要重生，
Nicodemus,
重新。
Nicodemus, think about this. From Adam on was born in sin. That means you're dead. You must be born again. And that means you're going to have to be born again to face God.
所以如果尼哥底母有概念，应该就会想到说，是的，我们已经在罪中死了，那我一定要重生才能够再见神。
And he said, because you cannot see God, he tells him in that third chapter, unless you're born again.
除非我们重生，不能见神的国。
You can have a religious confession, Nicodemus. You can know all the words of God. You can go to church. You can try to be holy and live a good life. But unless you're born again, you will not see God.
即使尼哥底母懂所有的律法，守的所有的律法，像我们也会就是会参与这种仪式啊，但是如果没有重生，就是没有办法见神。
So we see that he tries to explain to Nicodemus, and it seemed like Nicodemus just could not get it into his mind.
这个尼哥底母怎么样都想搞不懂。
He said, "Can I be born again? Can I go back to my mother's womb?"
他以他一个人的这个理性说，难道我要进到妈妈的肚子去吗？
Oh, Nicodemus, Jesus could have said to him, are you teasing me? Are you fooling me? He said, I said, unless one is born, I'm telling you, unless you're born of the water and the spirit, being cleansed and have the spirit in him, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣再次,
I'm not talking about your human body, in other words.
耶稣再次很慎重地告诉他，意思是说不要扯开话题了。我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus said, in the sixth verse, that which is born of flesh is just pure flesh. It's going to live, it's going to die, it's going to be corrupt. He said, but that which is born of the spirit, that spirit that I breathe into you, unless that you're born of the spirit, you can't go to heaven.
一开始神造人的时候，吹了一口气，人就成了有灵的活人。这个灵如果死了，那么我们从妈妈的肚子里面生出来就是一个罪人，那我们如果没有从圣灵再生的话，那么就是留在那个境况里面。
He said, Nicodemus, you don't even understand natural things, because he said in the first eighth verse, the wind blows where it wishes and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. It is a supernatural thing is what he's saying.
在尼哥底母来想自己已经拥有很多很多的这个智慧了哈，但是耶稣说，你一个连一个最自然的现象你都不懂吗？就像风吹的时候，你听见声音，你看不到风，可是你知道它从哪里来。
So as you read that, as we read the rest of that, we see how hard it was. Nicodemus just seemingly could not get it. He said, "You're a teacher of Israel. You can't get it."
你看看 人的想法跟神的理念跟神的意念差多少呢？天差地，他就怎么样都不明白。
And he went on to say, I tell you, I try to tell you natural things, but you can't understand these spiritual things.
我在跟你谈的连一个这个啊、让这个一个自然的现象风吹来吹去呢，你看不到，你抓不到，可是你可以听到它的声音，你可以看到它的走向，连这个你都没有办法理解呢。
So he told him, now I tell you of heavenly, I tell you of earthly things, you don't understand it.
所以呢，等于说呢，
How can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
尼哥底母，你如果没有从圣灵再一次的重生的话，我跟你讲什么你都听不懂的。
So you see, we live in this thing of being watered down salvation didn't begin today. It began way back there among the Israelites who denied the power of Jesus. And the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And down through the ages, men and women have been doing the same thing.
神这个救恩的计划早从人堕落就开始了哈，然后经历了神的选民以色列，神为他们啊来彰显这个救恩的这样的一个计划，那他们都一直弃绝神，到一直到现在也是一样。
So the plan of salvation is first we must know that we need to be saved.
所以什么叫神的救恩计划，就是首先我要知道我是一个需要被拯救的人。
I believe that was what was hindering Nicodemus.
为什么尼哥底母会有这个障碍呢？
He was a good man. He was what you would call righteous in his living. He had his way of doing what was right and so forth. And it was very hard for that good man to recognize he was a sinner without God.
因为他尽心的守律法，他听神的所有律法条例里面的这些规定都做了，他自己的太有把握了，说我就是一个很完整很完美的一个人了，所以他不懂说我还是一个罪人。
And if we're not careful, you and I, when we approach God, as we've heard about it, as we understand from what the preacher says, or in the Bible study, we have that something in us that feels like, I'm really not so bad.
那我们很多时候呢，听到这个罪人或者是人的罪这个问题的时候呢，我们会有一个意识说，我不像哪些人，我没有那么坏。
There's no realization that you, without God, within youlies the seed of sin and hell and death.
没有
just because you were born into this world.
没有一种意识说我生出来我的本质就是一个罪人，如果没有神的拯救的话，没有解决我这个罪的问题的话，我就是永行永死永远的灭亡。
That your little lies, they don't matter. When the word of God tells us in Revelation, every liar will find themselves in hell.
我们很轻看一些我们认为说哎呀拐个弯讲的话啊，虽然不是很事实，或者是一些小小的我们认为说没关系的，可是你要到了启示录最后的时候，你要看到所有的谎言的有谎言虚谎的都不能进去。
I believe one of the great gifts that Jesus can give us is to help us to really recognize that we need him.
你知道吗，主耶稣用尽办法一直要让我们清楚说我们很需要他，
no,
我没有他不行。
Don't get me wrong, every one of us is probably converted in a different way.
那我意思不是在怀疑你们的这个
Because we are very individual.
成为基督徒的方式、啊、因为我们个别有自己救恩的这个经历。
For some, right away it seems like you understood, but for others, if we're not careful, we didn't really get that concept.In our hearts.
的确有很多的人，他们很虚心，他们用一个哀痛的心的时候呢，他们一下子就领悟了，圣灵就在他们的心里面，让他们可以被光照了。可是也有些人呢，如果说我们不在意这一点的话，可能慢慢的会越来越认为这个不是问题。
You see, Romans 3:23 and 24 says it all.
罗马书的第三章二十三、二十四节告诉我们了，
For,
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
That was me, and that was you.
这个形容是包括我，包括你，
For
白白的称呼。
All have sinned.
都犯了罪。
It doesn't matter how small or how big, it's sin.
罪就是罪，没有大罪小罪。
Whether it's a little lie, or it was just some little thing that if I take it, they won't care, or whatever it might be in our lives, we have all sinned, which means we become fall short of God's glory.
只要我们怕见光，不是在光里面行的，大大小小，我们认为好像没关系的，都是会亏缺了神的荣耀。
But he didn't leave us there.
但是神没有就这样撇下我们。
But he said, and you're justified by his grace.It's not by works.
这里告诉我们,
you can work yourself to the bone religiously.
我们被称义是因为神的恩典, 而不是借着我们做什么做什么。
But it was grace. It was a gift of God to us. It was something that he didn't have to do, but he gave us this gift of salvation through Jesus Christ.
神他没有欠我们, 他不需要一定要这样做。可是那个愿意给我们这个恩赐这个恩典借着耶稣基督他的儿子来给我们这样的一个、一个白白的救恩。
So we have to understand then that this is what he desires of us to just face it, to just recognize because I was born and as I went along, I accumulated maybe what we think is small, but God doesn't, his quantities, he doesn't look at small and big.They're all the same to him. It's all a slap in his face that we can do these things against his laws and go on feeling that we're good people.
所以呢，我这样子来跟大家提醒，神的救恩从一开始原委哈，他的原委啊的一个负担，就是说希望我不要在这个当中呢，把那个最重要的重生就这样子啊割开了。不然的话我们会好像圣经讲的就好像水流就流走了。
And he tells us there's no other way. Jesus came. What? Let's just think about this. He sent Jesus. Jesus' main reason of coming was to die for our sins.
耶稣降世的一个总目的唯一的目的就是为了为要为罪人来偿这个罪债。
But the biggest thing we could see,is that he lived what God expects of us.
那到世上的这一段时间耶稣跟我们演练了示范了到底人本来应该怎么活的。
He did what the Father told him.
因为他是奉父神的命来而且他顺服了他的命。
His whole life was showing us that we can love one another.
然后他让我们看到说人真的是可以彼此相爱的。
For those of us that think I can't forgive that person, we can look on the cross when Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing.
对于一个你认为这个人是罪不可赦我没有办法原谅他的人的时候呢那么你看着十字架当看着耶稣基督怎么样为我们死的时候你就可以做了。
He shows us how to love those that have less than we have and to do good for them. And he showed us how when it comes to evil, we're to hate evil.
他示范给我们看到说如何分享如何顾念那些没有的人分享给他们也告诉我们说怎么样站立为真理站立得稳有原则不能跟这个恶妥协。
But Jesus knew we could never live that kind of life until he died on the cross.And the grace of God would forgive us of sin, and he would send the Holy Spirit to help us to live this kind of life.
耶稣要我们过的这种生活的形态，一直到他为我们死，我们接受了他的救恩之后，圣灵跟我们在一起，我们才能够行得出来。
You see, there's no one, he said in Acts 4:12, that there is salvation in no one else.
在这个使徒行传第四章十二节告诉我们说没有其他的名没有其他的路你可以借着得救。
It's not in Brahma, it's not in Muhammad, it's not in other God's names. No one else, is there any other name in heaven given among men which we can be saved but through the name of Jesus.
不是哪一个宗教不是哪一个教主都不是就是只有耶稣的名是他这个他的这个神的儿子耶稣本身的生命才能够拯救我们。
Today we are people, oh, we want to be fair. You know, it could be, it might be, listen, my friends, Jesus couldn't be fair.
Nah.
He couldn't say that because it had to be his blood that was given for us and shed for us that we could be forgiven.
当我们大家一直在争取说, 不公平, 我要公平, 我要有一个公平的交代, 我要别人对待我公平的时候, 我们可以想一想, 耶稣是那个最能够说不公平的, 对不对? 但是呢, 他是神的儿子, 竟然那么不公平的, 无罪的, 代替我们有罪的来死。
Now, it is a process that God goes through.
那这个救恩本身是有一个过程, 没有错。
You know, he wants us, he said, draw near to me.
首先我们要,
I will draw near to you.
首先我们要靠近他, 他说你靠近我, 我就靠近你。
Now that's an invitation and a promise.
这个是一个邀请, 而且也是一个答应你, 应许你, 你靠近我, 我就一定会靠近你。
He said, if you draw near me, I'll come the next steps. I'll draw near to you.
第一步, 你先要靠近我, 你要有意愿, 然后我才会靠, 我就会靠近你。
So what we need to do is draw near to him.
所以首先你要靠近他。
You know, sometimes salvation doesn't come when we first say, oh, I believe, I want him. Sometimes it's when a soul begins to seek for God.
你知道吗? 有时候我发现呢, 就是说呢, 我们好像有一个意愿, 一个渴慕, 啊, 因为我们知道这些道理的时候呢, 我们有一种想法说呢, 诶, 这个我想要, 我想要, 啊, 你想要, 但是不见得, 你就得着, 但是呢, 开始呢, 你听到了, 那这些, 那个种子, 道的种子, 就在你的里面开始孕育, 然后开始萌芽。
And when we get saved, when we know that our sins are forgiven, when we know that we are a child, you say, how do I know? The Spirit bears witness with your spirit. There's something there that you know that God has done something different in your life.
这个当中圣灵会给你有一个证据,跟你同证,你的心会确定的,我已经是神的儿女了,然后因为我是神的儿女,所以我可以有这些,你会看到那个结果的。So
we have to recognize that this is the plan of God's salvation.
这个是神救恩的计划。We
can't get in by any other way.
没有其他的
And the word of God tells us we are to examine ourselves.
那圣经也告诉我们, 我们要来检查我们自己。
Paul tells us that we have to examine yourself.
保罗很清楚地告诉我们, 告诉我们, 我们要来检查一下我们的信心。
Second
Corinthians 13:5.
Read it for them.
Okay, let me see. Just give us a minute.
So let me get that scripture. So 13:5?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
自己省察你到底有没有真正的信心。
I don't want any of you ever to lose your faith. That's the only thing we really have.
我一直要跟你们提的叮咛的就是我不要当中任何一个人失去了你的信心。
But maybe there's times that you have to, let me see, Lord, am I really in the faith?
但是呢,你们有一个事情要做,常常去检查。 我的信心坚固吗?
He goes on to say, test yourself.
这里说你要去试验一下。
Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus is in you, unless you indeed fail to meet the test?
你要确定说耶稣在我的心里,所以我是不会被拒绝的。
So in other words, he's saying, there may be times that we need to test ourselves.
So 我们需要检查.
Am I really, is my faith real? Has he really forgiven me? And then we look and see, oh yes, I know he has. I know that he's with me. I know that when I pray, he's there. I have faith to believe in him. I know that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligence.
当你这样子检查的时候，你会发现，是的，我是有确据的，我有神赦免我的确据，我有圣灵在我里面给我的平安。哈 ，Can I say just for this？ 上次那个阿日莎的见证里面，我问他一句话说：“你有平安吗？”然后他很肯定的说：“有。”这个就是现在妈咪在讲的，就是检查一下，然后我确定从那里再次从那里再成长。
So actually, you as you do, are you really in faith? Do you really believe that God is and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek?
你真的是认他就是那位真神，相信有这一位神。然后我也相信，我如果很诚心的、很迫切的来向他寻求的话，他会赏赐我。
Is our confidence in God and not in ourselves?
你的信心、信靠是放在神身上，还是放在你自己身上
？Not in the things of this world.
还是放在世界的一些东西的上面呢
？You see, it's good. I have my examinations physically quite often.
我常常被要求要去检查我的身体。
I have a kidney doctor that looks about my kidneys because I have diabetes and my kidneys are not that good.
因为我是一个糖尿病的一个病人，所以呢，我的这个肾脏的医生呢，一直都在很小心的、很谨慎帮我检查。
And before I see him, which is going to be on Wednesday, I had to have some tests from the hospital.
那我要去见这个医生以前呢，我就需要做一些数据的检查，像我的血液啊，各方面。
And he's going to look over those tests.
他就要看到这些出来的这个结果，检查结果。
And he's going to say, Miss Works, this one is doing, you're doing very well.
那他可能跟你说啊，这个没问题。
And you're doing really that. I wish you could do a little better.
然后或许他跟我说，哎呀，那一项你要加强。
And this one, I'm a little worried over.
那可能医生会跟你说，这一点我倒是有点关注。
You see, we need that every once in a while.
那偶尔你对你的信心也要这样的检查。
If I need that physically, then I need that spiritually.
如果我的身体，这个会毁坏的身体都需要这么精密的常常被检查的话，那何况是我的灵性呢？
And I begin to look, Lord, am I doing all right in this area? I'm afraid I'm slipping over here.
所以呢，我们常常有一个警醒的心，说我是不是有一些退步的呢？我是不是信心有一些不稳定的呢？我们要意识到。
Father, I don't feel like I control that. I can control this. I believe you're going to have to help me in this area.
或许你面对了一个困境的时候呢，你会说啊，我没有办法了，神啊，那我来检查一下，我有没有靠着神呢？我有没有把它交给神呢
？Do you know that Jesus is called the Great Physician?
那我们知道，耶稣在那个时候是被认为是一个。
And when we go to our physician, we're not afraid of them.
当你面对一个医生的时候，你不会怕医生吧？
Most of them, I really like them.
那你应该要喜欢你的医生，因为他们是有权威，而且他们有能力帮助你的。
And I want the truth from them.
如果我想要真的是了解我的身体的实话，
even though it may hurt me, I want the truth from them.
即使听了会伤害，会让我有心痛，可是我要的是。
When my doctor said you have cancer,
当医生说你有癌症
I didn't want him to say, oh, well, you know, it's just this little sore here. It's not too bad.
我很感谢医生诚实告诉我，我不要他跟我说一点点，好像还不确定，好像为了安慰我而这样说。
I was glad for the truth.
我很感谢的是。他告诉我实话。
When he gave me the truth, he also gave me some remedies, some more things that we were going to use to try to control or to heal them.
因为当医生给我这个实情的时候，同时他也有这个方法要来处理我这个癌症。
Ladies, he's our great physician.
耶稣是我们的全能的医生。
If you're his child,
我们是他的儿女。
Every once in a while, it's good to say, Father, I need a little examination.
偶尔要在神的面前。求神来检查我们自己。
Lord, I really look. I'm doing. I feel like maybe I need help here.
或许你就发现说，哎，这个方面我怎么那么不稳定呢？我需要神你自己的帮助。
And Lord, I do believe you're giving me strength over here.
那我也看到主耶稣帮助我成长的地方，我们要感谢。
Ladies, this thing is a very serious thing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这我今天讲的这个是。 非常非常严肃的课题。
It's not religion.
不是在讲宗教。
Religion is man's desire to touch God.
宗教是人的理想。
To God.
是人有一种自己的想法跟理想跟方法要来接触到这一位神。
This is our eternal life.
这是关系到你永生的生命。
When it comes to our human life, we're so careful. You see how fear came to this world because they thought that they might get a food that would kill them until it's closed our world down.
我们对于我们的身体的健康哈，我们可以看到基本上是看得很认真的，以至于呢可以因为这样的一个情况全球都封国封城。
And then
是封了我们的所有的这个人际关系。
That's a human fear that paralyzed our world.
为什么？因为我们害怕。
Changed everything.
这个恐惧就把我们所有的这个生活的这个都改变了。
But there's something far worse than that.
那比这个更重要永恒性的灵魂呢？
It's that sin nature.
就是我们的罪性。
That man doesn't seem to care about.
好像我们就不在意了。
But the end of it is eternal.Eternal death.
但是要记得，如果我们不在意，就是永远的灭亡。
That's why I say, be sure that you know that your sins are forgiven.
那就是为什么我说一定要确认。
That you're trusting and your faith is in God.
你的罪被赦免了，你的生命是靠着神。
And even if there's that spark there, just fan that spark until the fire burns.
即使我们有一些瑕疵软弱，但是呢，神会处理的。
If you want joy, the joy of the Lord, that's what it is. Is our salvation, is our strength, is what we need.
你需要的是什么？需要的是力量，对不对？有力量，生活有力量。那么它的源头就是喜乐，从主来的喜乐是你的力量。
I want to make it very clear.
我要很清楚的再次告
诉你。That I am not saying that you're not born again. I believe you ladies really love the Lord. But I'm asking you to make sure.
我没有在质问你。
Everything is right and everything is good. Everything is healthy in our spiritual lives.
我没有在质问怀疑你真的有得救吗？我没有这个意思，我只是希望我们大家很慎重来对待我的跟神的这个关系。我有没有领受神儿女的真正的这个位分跟权益？这是我的心里面的负担。
When we have something in our lives that we can't seem to control, we know it's not the best thing, that God doesn't really, it's really not something that's good.But you say, well, I was born that way, or that's the way my family was, or that's just me. No, it doesn't have to be just you. Our God is a miracle worker God that can change us from the inside out.
我顺便提一件事情，或许你说我的基因就是这样，我们家庭的环境就是这样，就过去就是这样，就是我们所谓的原生的，我们的这个体质，包括我们的灵魂体，那我要告诉你的是说你不用一定要这样，因为我们有圣灵，我们有这位全能的神，我们有爱我们的主耶稣，然后有圣灵的这个能力跟我们在一起，我们就一定不需要一定要这样。
I tell you this today because I love you.
我爱你，所以我告诉你这些。
I do this for myself.
我自己本身也是这样来
检查我自己。Feel to me a whole new thing in my life.
就最近这段时间呢，神就好像打开了我生命里面的另外一个角度，一个角度给我看。
This journey with God is like building a child. We come in as a child, and step by step, we fail, we slip, we get up, we ask forgiveness, we go on. He shows us, he leads us, he guides us.It's something that's going on all through our lives.
这个过程像我现在这个年纪了，神还在教我，还在塑造我，就好像父母亲在培养一个孩子一样，然后我们的天父呢就牵着我的手，然后呢也在我的生命里面一直在做工，一直在做工，一直到我们生命的末了。
We have a terrible enemy.
我们有一个很可怕的
敌对的对象 in the world trying to pull us, to get us to do things that, bring us back.
这个要我们灭亡的这个撒旦 魔鬼的势力，还有这个世界的诱惑。He
has his demonic spirits pulling at us and trying to lay traps for us.
还有那个灵里面的恶势力要把我们这样子拖下去。
And he has our flesh, the weaknesses in our flesh.
那我们还有我们这个血肉的这个肉体里面的情欲一样的，也是要搅扰我们。
But Jesus said, "I overcame." You can overcome by the grace of God. Because he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I've sent my Holy Spirit to live in you and to guide you and to direct
you.
And ours is we will purpose that we will follow God.
我们神有这样的计划，我们要有一个人生的一个很重要的目的，我要跟随我的主。Let's
just pray.
我们一起祷告。Father
dear,
亲爱的天父,
as we come before your presence,
我们到你的施恩座前,
we feel so unworthy.
我们知道我们不配,
you gave your son for us.
你却把你的儿子赐给我们。
You said, I so love this world.
因为你太爱我们,
that I gave myself.
所以你把你的独生子赐给我们,
that if they'll only believe in him and allow the blood to cover them and to live for me, I will live, I will be with them all.
只要我们愿意来相信主耶稣的名, 接受主耶稣给我们这条道路,走这条方向, 那么我们就可以得到永生。
Thank you for putting us in your hands.
谢谢你把我们
You said, I have him in my
hand.
And no matter how this pulled and how the devil pulls and what he does, I have them in my hand.
只要我们抓得紧紧的，不管这个世界怎么样来拖拉我们，魔鬼怎么样来摇晃我们，我们都可以安全的在你的怀中。
And I know as long as I stay in your hand,
只要我留在你的身边,
that I don't get out of your hand.
只要我不要脱掉, 脱手离开,
you will take me home to be with you.
你一定会把我安全地带回家。
Ladies, God bless you. Thank you for listening.
奉耶稣的名, 弟兄姐妹, 神赐福每一位, 愿神的话语, 能够帮助我们。